Welcome to the Real Life Weight Loss Podcast, where we cut through the confusion and get down to the truth about what really works for real people when it comes to losing weight, having incredible health, and a body that you love. We believe that losing weight is really about gaining life, doing things you never thought you could, having renewed confidence, and enjoying your body more than ever. I'm your host, Corey Little. Now let's get to it. Hello, my friends. Welcome back. You're about to hear episode number 286. But first, I just wanted to jump on with my good microphone and say that I pre-apologize for the audio in this episode. Unbeknownst to me, I had another microphone hooked up that was kind of over in the corner of the room, and my original or my best podcast mic, my computer program wasn't geared or registered, whatever. It wasn't picking it up. And so the audio is not very good. And then as I was listening back to it, I was really aggravated and I thought, okay, whatever, it is what it is. And then about halfway through, I can hear like a lawnmower in the background. I think our neighbors are having their yard work done. So you guys know this is the Real Life Weight Loss, and this episode is about as real life as it gets, because you get to hear a lawnmower in the background and you get to hear some crappy audio. So I apologize. Without further ado, if you're willing to manage the audio, and I hope that you will, because I really believe there's a lot of great stuff for you in this episode, let's get going with episode 286. Hello, my friend. Welcome back. This is episode number 286. And I know that the last episode, episode 285, was maybe a little heavy. Maybe it seemed a little stern or a little in your face. I don't know. But I stand by what I said. I really believe it was one of the most important and helpful weight loss messages, and maybe one of the most important and helpful messages in general that I've ever shared on this podcast. And you may be like, what in the world is he talking about? Maybe this is your first episode. If so, hello, welcome. I'm so honored. I'm so happy you're spending some time with me today. Or maybe you've been a longtime listener. But either way, if you missed the last episode, episode number 285, and if weight loss has been a really big part of your life, or maybe you really get stressed about losing weight, please go back and take some time to listen to that, because I think it could be incredibly helpful. Episode 285. Okay, now with that being said, let's move on. Let's get back today to the good old stuff that we normally cover on this podcast. Today I'm going to tell you about a sneaky food habit. A sneaky habit, something that might be keeping you from losing weight or even cause you to gain weight. And here's the thing. I don't mean you're being sneaky intentionally. It's sneaky how this works. It's what I call the trickle, or the dreaded trickle is how we often refer to it in my coaching group. And it can keep you from losing weight, even though maybe you feel like you're doing really good, or maybe feel like you're just doing everything right. The trickle can keep you from losing weight. Or it might even cause you to gain weight, even though you don't think you're really doing that bad. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I feel like I'm doing kind of my normal stuff, yet my weight's just kind of going up and up and up, and I don't know what's going on. So what could be behind all of that is what I call the trickle. Now, first, before we get into this episode, let me say this. Often it can be very tough for us to have a totally unbiased view and analysis of what's going on with our food, of like our nutrition, or really just about almost anything in life, if we're honest about it. It's tough for us to be totally unbiased and just have a super self-honest view. Our history, our personality, our thoughts and beliefs, and definitely our emotions can all play a big role here. And typically they will skew and somewhat distort our view of the truth, of the reality, of the facts. Sometimes people will be much harder on themselves than maybe they should. Other times people will paint a much prettier picture. For some reason, that's a hard word for me to say. Prettier, a much prettier picture than what is truly going on. It's okay. Look, I'm not here to say, oh, this is terrible and you're bad and you should feel bad. No. Both of these are human nature. The point isn't to beat yourself up about being too hard on yourself or being too soft on yourself. Not at all. The point is to understand that this is reality, and that sometimes it can just be tough for us to have a really unbiased view of ourselves, our efforts, and our adherence to a certain diet or program or certain eating program. And this is where it's so great to have some outside help, like a coach, a support group, or maybe even a therapist. So just know that, okay? Know that as I go into this, you may totally see yourself in it, or you may go, no, that's really not happening. That's really not me. But if you're having the problems that I'm talking about in this episode, then it might be helpful to get a neutral but expert, neutral, but really qualified outside viewpoint. Okay? Okay. With all that being said, let's get back to how the trickle can either keep you from losing weight or maybe even cause you to gain weight. It can manifest and pop up in a lot of different ways, but here are two of the most common that I see. First is when someone is taking steps and they really believe they're doing like real well. Like, I'm doing really well with my diet and my nutrition and my food choices, yet they're still not losing weight, and it is so frustrating, and they just can't figure out why. That's the first scenario. The second scenario is when someone is really not trying to lose weight, but they're also not like going crazy with their food. They're just kind of doing their normal thing. In their mind, things are pretty stable. They're not eating much different than they normally do, yet they're gaining weight, and they are so frustrated, just like the other person, because they don't know why, and they're really not eating that different. They don't feel like they are. So then this starts to lead to that idea, oh, my body is just cursed. I'm getting older and my metabolism must be slowing down. And then eventually it can even slide into, it just doesn't matter what I do, I can't lose weight, which is a terrible place to be. Now, for both of these scenarios, what I often see is that the trickle is playing a big role. So what exactly is the trickle? Well, it's all the stuff that we eat outside of our primary meals. Now, when I say primary meals, I'm talking about the larger, more substantial meals and or the meals / snacks that you have actually planned as part of your daily schedule. For example, someone might have breakfast, lunch, and afternoon snack that they plan for and they plan to have, and then dinner. Great. That's four primary meals, or what I would call feedings, each day. But if we get super honest and super real, that's not all we eat over the course of a day, is it? For a lot of people, for a lot of us, there can be other stuff that trickles in. And that is exactly what the trickle is. It's all that other stuff. Right now, you might be like, oh, I see. Okay, yeah, I got it, Corey. Yeah, I might snack on a little bit of other stuff. But, you know, but Corey, here's the but Corey section of the podcast. But Corey, it's really not that much, man. I see what you're talking about. And yeah, I have a little snack here or there. I grab a handful of this or a handful of that, but it's really not that much. And you're trying to tell me that's what's keeping me from losing weight? You're trying to tell me that's what's making me gain weight? I'm signing off, dude. You've lost me. Look. Maybe it's not that much. But from my experience, this is the prime area where we have a tough time seeing the truth and the impact it can have on our weight loss efforts. And here's what's so important to remember. We can't just cherry pick, which is exactly what our brain does. We might just look at one or two days where we didn't have that much of a trickle and rationalize that it's not that bad and Corey's just totally full of crap. And you may be right. And maybe this isn't something that's impacting you. But again, I see a lot of people who suffer from trickleitis. And it's the bites of a little of this and a little of that, a little bit here and a little bit there that can over time really add up to either keep you from losing weight or possibly cause you to gain weight. And the key is, like I said, we can't just look at one or two days. We must look at our habits and the true data over the course of an entire week, or preferably even 2 or 3 weeks. That is the only way we get a true picture of what's really going on. Let me give you a real life example. There was a lady I coached, we'll call her Susie, and you know, her weight loss, she had lost some weight, it had stalled out, she really wanted to lose some more, and so it's my job as a coach, let me step in here, let me see what she's doing, and let's figure out what's going on and help her lose some more weight, okay? Overall, here's the thing, her nutrition was pretty great. She was kind of under-eating at her primary meals, but overall, you know, it would be easy to look and go, man, she's exercising consistently, she's doing strength training, she's doing some cardio, her meals look really great. Sometimes, you know, she might even fast at night, not even have dinner, right? And she said, I may have a little snack, whatever, okay. But we don't really know. Like, I'm just going off what she's telling me. So we need to dig in and we need to get some true data. We need to get some information. So throughout that process, we tracked the trickle. And honestly, at first, it was really tough for her to do that. And that should be a sign. If you start to track your trickle and it's tough for you to do it, that may mean that you're doing a lot of mindless trickling, a lot of mindless snacking, and you don't even realize it. Tracking it can bring mindfulness to it, and if nothing else, that can be a huge benefit. So anyways, she did it, and we got some data. We got some great information, and boom, there it was. There it was, the smoking gun. But it would have been so easy for her to miss, and so easy for maybe even a lot of coaches or nutritionists to miss, if they weren't looking for it, if they weren't really paying attention. So here's the thing. I'm giving you a real life example. This was her. Yours may be similar. It may be something different. Over the course of a week, she was having 6 peppermint patties. Maybe you don't like peppermint patties. Maybe you're like, ew, but maybe you like Hershey's Kisses. Or maybe you like the little supposed dark chocolate treat from Trader Joe's or from some other, you know, your favorite grocery stores, whatever. But for her, it was peppermint patties. And it wasn't the big ones. It was the miniature peppermint patties that are just like one little bite. So she was having 6 miniature peppermint patties, 4 Yasso or Yasso bars. Basically, it's just like what most people would consider a really healthy dessert alternative. It's like a Greek yogurt popsicle type of deal. So great, right? This is healthy. She's not going out and eating dessert. She's not, you know, going out and having real ice cream. She's having Yasso bars. And then she would snack on some nuts, right? Because nuts are healthy. So she would snack on cashews. That was the nut of choice for her, cashews. And she was having a little bit over 1 cup of cashews. And dun, 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 she also had 1 cupcake. Now, immediately we want to zone in on the evil cupcake, right? Like, aha, I got it. There it is, right? We gotta cut out that cupcake. I couldn't care less about 1 cupcake, gang. That's not what's keeping her from losing weight. Cupcake is probably an outlier. It's all the other stuff that can and does really add up. 6 miniature peppermint patties, 4 Yasso bars, and then over 1 cup of cashews over the course of a week. Now, let me explain, because some of you may be thinking, wait a minute, dude, that sounds like... So you may fall into one of a few different camps right here. On the one hand, you may be thinking, man, that sounds like a whole lot, Corey. Like, I don't trickle in. I don't snack nearly that much. Well, great. Maybe you don't. But the only way you'll know is to track it to find out. And then some other people may go, well, that doesn't sound like that much. So maybe you think it does. Maybe you think it don't. But here's what I'm telling you. When you look over the course of a week, 6 miniature peppermint patties, she wasn't even having 1 per day. 4 Yasso bars? It could be like 1 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, and 1 on Sunday. And so the majority of the week, she wasn't even having any, you know, Yasso bars or desserts. And then the cashews, some of you may be like, cashews, Corey, leave those alone, man. Nuts are healthy. That's way better than snacking on M&Ms or, you know, some candy or some other, you know, potato chips. Right, I hear you. I feel you. But cashews and all nuts are a very dense source of fat, and therefore they are a very dense source of calories. I'm not telling you can't eat nuts or you shouldn't eat nuts or they're bad for you. Not at all. But if we're trickling in a lot of nuts over the course of a week, that can add up and that can really make a difference. So maybe you're thinking this is a lot. Maybe you're like, no, maybe you're thinking it's a lot and you're like, oh my gosh, how could somebody trickle in that much? Maybe you're thinking, wow, that's not that much. Corey, you're crazy. It shouldn't make that big of a difference. It doesn't matter. Or maybe you're just thinking, hey, Corey, this isn't, you know, like the cashews. Those aren't bad. Leave those alone. And the Yasso bars, that's a great dessert alternative, right? It doesn't matter where you are in this spectrum, right? What I care about as a coach is this lady's not losing weight. Her primary meals look really great. And so I've got to dig in, put on my detective hat, and figure out what's going on. And I see all of this, and I'm like, could this be the thing? And so here's the thing I want all of you to understand. It's not about the cupcake. That's where our brain will go. And the other place our brain will go, and I saw it with this lady, and this is why she was under-eating at her primary feedings, our brain will go to our main meals and go, maybe I'm eating too many carbs at lunch, so I'll just have a salad with grilled chicken. Well, oh my gosh, now you're not even getting any carbs at one of the most active times of your day. Carbs are important. Carbs can be super helpful. And so your body is going to work to make up for this in other ways. So our brain will go to the cupcake because, oh, cupcakes are evil and bad, right? And our brain will go to our primary meals and what we should do different. And, you know, maybe we should eat less carbs and we should cut back on this or cut back on that. And then all the while, we're trickling in these other seemingly small, seemingly innocent things that can really add up. It's all of this stuff that can and does really add up. Now, let me explain, okay? Let me get into this a little more and give you some numbers. It's more about the gradual influx, the trickle of calories that really adds up over time, like over the course of not just one day, but a week or a month. Because we could go through, you know, a Monday and go, man, I didn't have anything but I had 1 miniature peppermint patty or maybe 1 or 2 Hershey's Kisses. That's not bad. That's all I had. And then I had a handful, about, you know, a quarter of a cup of cashews. Great. That seems sounds like a really great day, right? But then if we repeat this randomly throughout the week and then we add in some quote unquote healthy dessert here and there, and it adds up over the course of a week and over the course of a month. Now, just in case you don't believe me, let me give you some numbers. I am not a fan of tracking calories nor tracking macros. I don't believe that that is very scientific, and I'm not saying that it can't work. I am just not personally not a fan of that as a long-term weight loss solution. Doesn't mean you can't do it, doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. That's just my personal perspective. But I think that calories and macros can really give us some good insight here. It can be a really helpful teaching tool in this situation. So if we take this lady and what was going on with her, if we take Susie right here, right, and her six miniature peppermint patties, those six miniature peppermint patties over the course of 1 week were adding 54 grams of sugar and 300 calories over the course of a week. The four quote unquote healthy dessert bars, Yasso Greek yogurt bars, are giving her over the course of 1 week, they're giving her 64 grams of sugar and 400 calories. And then the 1.25, it was about 1 1/4 cup. She would have a quarter cup of cashews at a time, which is not much, right? But she was having that 5 times throughout the week. That's 80 grams of fat and 982 calories. So, and there were a few other trickles that were coming in that I haven't even mentioned. There were a few things going into her coffee that was trickling in some sugar there. There was a handful of other snacks and trickles, but these are the big ones that I just wanted to highlight. So if we bring this all together and we add this all up, over the course of 1 week with these seemingly pretty innocent snacks, right? Nothing crazy. It's not like she's binging on 6 or 7 cookies, on Wednesday and then again on Saturday, right? This doesn't seem like a big deal. Over the course of 1 week, here's what it was doing. She's getting an extra 120 to 130 grams of sugar. 120 to 130 grams of sugar over the course of a week. She's getting an extra 90 to 100 grams of fat over the course of a week. And overall, she's getting an extra 1,700 to 1,800 calories, 1,700 to 1,800 extra calories from miniature peppermint patties, quote unquote healthy dessert, Yasso bars, and cashews, nuts, those innocent, healthy nuts, right? That's over the course of 1 week. Now, time flies. Let's add it up over the course of a month. That means over the course of a month, she's having 500 grams of sugar, 380 grams of fat, and 7,000 calories, not from her primary meals, not from quote unquote cheat meals, not from going off the rails, not from cupcakes. This is from three seemingly small, innocent things that adds up to 7,000 calories over the course of a month. And then we wonder why our weight may be trickling up or why we're not losing weight. Look, this is not an indictment. This is not judgment on anyone. I like a little snack here or there just as much as anyone does, right? And if you can make, if you can, look, here's the thing. I would never mess with this lady's peppermint patties or healthy Greek yogurt dessert bars or cashews. I would never mess with those things. If she were still losing weight, I'd say, man, do it. Get away with as much as you can. I don't care if it's 7,000 extra calories a month. If you're doing enough to lose weight, eat those snacks. Enjoy. No big deal, right? But she wasn't losing weight. And we needed to figure out why. And this was and is the smoking gun. So let's look at those numbers for the week and let me bring it home, because some of you may be somewhat familiar with grams of sugar or grams of fat or calories or whatever. Some of you may not. So let me bring it home. 120 to 130 grams of sugar, 90 to 100 grams of fat, and 1,700 to 1,800 calories over the course of a week. So this would be the equivalent, like this little stuff that's trickling in throughout her week would be the equivalent of her not, if she said, okay, I'm really going to be great all week long, and she cut all that stuff out, but then she said, okay, I'm going to go have a double bacon cheeseburger with a medium fry, and I'm going to finish it off with a large chocolate milkshake. That would give her about 120 to 130, 120 to 130 grams of sugar, 90 to 100 grams of fat, and 1,700 to 1,800 extra calories. Now, of course, if we did that, right, we would go, man, I know I'm not losing weight. I went out on Friday and I had a double bacon cheeseburger with, order of fries, order of French fries, and a large chocolate shake. Yeah, I can't lose weight eating that kind of stuff. But when we gradually trickle it in through the week, it just can slip by us. This lady had really, Susie, as we call her, she had really cleaned up her primary meals. She had lost weight. She had gradually eaten less and less, and her body was hungry. But she was disciplined. Maybe this sounds like your story. She was very disciplined with her primary meals. So her body was like, okay, I see how it is. I see how it's going to be. That's fine. I'll just make sure you trickle in enough calories and fat and sugar over the course of the rest of the day and the rest of the week to give us what we need. Because your body doesn't necessarily want to lose weight. It wants homeostasis. And homeostasis is that term that you've heard me talk about before. We maybe remember it from like high school biology. It just means you're level, you're balanced, you're stable. Your body wants stability. It doesn't want to change. So you can try to force it, which will be just miserable. It'll be miserable from an eating perspective and a cravings perspective, and your body won't like it either. Or you can do it gently and gradually. Gently and gradually tilting the scales in your favor so that your body will drop a little weight here and a little more there and never freak out about it. And when this happens, you'll also have a lot less cravings. And you'll probably enjoy the process a lot more, but the trade-off is your weight loss will be a little bit slower. But I would argue it's way better. Now, here's the thing. If all of this can be true to keep someone from losing weight, someone who's really trying and has made a lot of changes, well, then the same principles can also apply and lead someone to weight gain, like the second scenario that I mentioned earlier. Maybe someone is not really trying to lose weight, but they're also not going crazy with their eating. They're not eating much different than usual, yet they are gaining weight. And they can't figure out why. And this is dangerous ground because it can lead to a bunch of crappy thoughts and beliefs like my body is just cursed and my metabolism is really slowing down. And the big one, it just doesn't matter what I do, I can't lose weight. Those are not helpful thoughts, my friends. When in reality, here's the thing, none of those might be true and they probably aren't true. The real culprit could very well be the trickle. The same way it kept Susie from losing weight, it can also cause someone to start gaining a little bit of weight. Maybe someone's primary feedings haven't changed that much, but over time, maybe they're not quite as active because that's what happens as we get older unless we're very intentional. You get busier with kids and with work and your career and a bunch of stuff. And on top of that, maybe you don't even realize it, but you're also trickling in more stuff here and there throughout the week. And if you add all of that up, it's enough to gradually tilt the scales towards weight gain. Maybe, and not much, right? Not much so that you step on the scales and go, oh my gosh, I gained 5 pounds last week. Not like that. Maybe it's just a little trickle up from the trickle of stuff in, from the trickle of food in. Maybe just a trickle up of 2 or 3 pounds per month. But then, bam, 6 months fly by, right? Because time does fly. Then you throw in a holiday and maybe a few birthday parties and social outings. And then before you know it, you've gained 20 to 25 pounds and you swear that you are cursed because you haven't really been eating anything super different. You haven't been eating like crazy. So, regardless of which situation you might find yourself in, what can you do about this? Well, this is one of those situations where I really believe awareness is so, so powerful. Because if I had to guess, most people have or had no idea just how much that handful of pretzels or those 1 or 2 small pieces of chocolate might have been impacting their results or their weight gain. And if you feel like this could be an issue for you, just practice some major awareness. Now you know about it. Now you have power to go, I'm gonna really look at this. I'm really gonna check into this. Whatever you do though, please don't try to immediately cut it all out. Corey's right, I gotta cut out all the trickle. That's a bit extreme. It's probably not needed. And it will just sling your brain deep into all or nothing thinking, which is probably worse than the trickle itself. Just pay attention. Maybe even track your snacks, and you'll see if this might be an issue for you. And of course, like I mentioned earlier, getting some outside help can always be a tremendous help for you. It can be very tough for us to have a totally unbiased view and analysis of our food habits, our nutrition, or really, like I said, just about anything in life. Our unique history, your personality, thoughts, beliefs, and definitely our emotions can all play a role here. And typically, they will distort our view of the truth at least somewhat. Some people, depending on your personality type, this is why in my coaching group, people learn whether they're more so a punisher or more so a pretender, but different people have different reactions. Some people will be much harder on themselves than what is needed or helpful, and other people will paint a much prettier picture than what is truly going on. And like I said, this is where outside help can be absolutely invaluable. A qualified coach, nutritionist, or dietitian can provide an unbiased view like a neutral outside third party view to help you get down to the core, to figure out what's going on, the core and the truth, so that you can begin to make some progress and move forward. Okay, my friends, I hope this was helpful, and I hope you'll share it with someone, like I always say, and then I hope the two or three of you will discuss it, get together and go, hey, did you connect with that? Like, do you feel like you have a trickle? Do you think I have a trickle? Like, when you hang out with me, do you feel like that's something I do? And let's talk about what we do when no one else is watching. Aha! Maybe that's factoring in there, right? So I hope you'll share it with someone. I hope the two of you will discuss it. And just a friendly reminder that if you would like to support this podcast and maybe support yourself in a massive way, if you want some of that outside help I was talking about, there are two big ways you can do that. Number one, take the next step and join my Inner Circle coaching program. This is by far the biggest win-win. It's the most powerful way to support this podcast and support yourself on your health and weight loss journey. You'll not only get access to the amazing community of support, it truly is amazing, guys, but also my step-by-step roadmap to lose weight, change your brain, and regain your confidence. 99% of the time, if someone likes this podcast, they absolutely love the coaching group. So if you want more info about that, you can shoot an email to support@coreylittlecoaching.com. We always will respond to you, usually the same day, but definitely within 24 hours. So if you don't see an email from us, be sure to check your junk mail or your spam folder or whatever you have on your email, because you will get a response from us. That's the first big way you can support this podcast and really support yourself. The second option is to purchase Rise Nutrition products. These are products that I believe in, I trust, and I and my clients and my family actually take on a consistent basis. If you're interested in giving Rise products a try, you can find them on Amazon or at the website challenge2rise.com. I will include that link along with a bunch of other links and that email support@coreylittlecoaching.com. I'll include all of that down in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time today. You could have spent it with anyone and anywhere, and you spent a little bit of it with me, and that means the world to me. I'm honored that you are here. And please, whatever you do, never forget, never, never, never forget that there's so much more to you than a number. So don't let the scales dictate your emotions or dominate your headspace, because you're so much more than that. And losing weight's incredible, and I love helping people do it, but losing weight, the true secret, losing weight is really all about gaining life and living the life you've always wanted to live. And I know you can do it. I know it, because I've seen so many people have success. So even if you don't think you can, even if you don't believe in yourself, that's okay. You keep coming back. I'll keep working on you, and we will get you there, my friend. Okay? Okay. Now, go have an incredible day. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.